I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. The governor's Phase 3 reopening plan allows businesses to open at 50% capacity. What do you think about it?
We've been pushing for additional reopening for a few weeks now. We put out our own plan just over a week ago, and the governor's plan actually lines up with that pretty reasonably. It's disappointing. I don't think it actually moves to Phase 3 until March 22nd. I'd like to see that a little bit sooner. But again, I appreciate that we're finally have a clear path forward, and the public knows what they have to do to open back up.
Do you think the Republican proposal helped motivate the governor?
You know, it's hard to tell what motivates the governor. I mean, if us proposing a plan helped motivate him or helped him think through this more clearly, that's great. However he got there, it's good news that he got there, and I'm happy about it.
As you mentioned, his plan seems much like the one from legislative Republicans.
I think it's good news we get into Phase 3, 50%. That's exactly as we had proposed. He does, you know, have some boundaries there where you could go backwards if things don't go well, and I think that's reasonable. I think it's very encouraging that he moved away from the regional approach back to the county-level approach. That's where we have existing health departments that know, you know, what's safe and unsafe in their county. So that's good news.
I noticed the governor's proposal doesn't mention a Phase 4.
I wish he would have, you know, been a little more clear about what Phase 4 looks like. But again, this is a path forward. It's the next step. And I appreciate that we're starting to move. On our proposed plan, it would have been Phase 3 for 3 weeks. And unless there was some sort of backtracking, we would have gone to Phase 4, 100% reopening, you know, with safety precautions, with masks and social distancing. I still think that's appropriate. Look, we've been at this for a year. The public knows what they have to do to keep themselves and their families and their neighbors, their friends safe, and I trust them to do so. So I think that's ultimately where we need to go. I appreciate that we're taking a step forward, and I look forward to figuring out what the step after that is.
The federal stimulus package passed. Looks like Washington could get up to $15 billion.
I have mixed feelings about the additional stimulus. I mean, we're broadly, the economy is doing pretty well, and this is enormous, a new debt for, frankly, our children and our grandchildren. But it does look like Washington stands to benefit to the tune of about $15 billion overall. That's an enormous amount of money, and just reinforces the idea that we are not in a bad situation budget-wise. We have absolutely no need for additional taxes in 2021 or frankly, in the future beyond that. So we need to balance the budget with the money we have. We need to make sure that we think through how we spend this federal money, because we could do some good things with it, and solve some long-term problems, or we could create, you know, a bow wave that we could never afford.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.